From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. congressional lawmakers applauded the latest round of U.N. sanctions against North Korea. Republican Ed Royce, the House Foreign Affairs Chairman, said the Achilles heels of North Korea's nuclear program and its ability to obtain the hard currency needed to purchase technology from foreign sources may be in jeopardy.
Years have been wasted as sanctions have been weak, allowing North Korea to access financial resources and build its nuclear and missile programs.
If implemented, the latest UN Security Council sanctions would significantly reduce North Korean access to international currency and fuel needed for its banned ballistic missile and nuclear programs. French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting the French Caribbean islands hit by Hurricane Irma earlier this week. Macron spoke to reporters. He said that what happened to St. Martin and St. Bart's was a natural catastrophe and that it could not be compared with other weather events during the last decade. Irma killed at least four people on St. Martin and has caused widespread damage. There were reports of food, fuel, and water shortages, as well as crime. Giacomo Stucci, the head of Italy's Parliamentary Intelligence Commission, says Italy has offered concrete projects to local leaders in Libya to halt migrant trafficking. The Associated Press reported last month that two Libyan militias were being paid by Italy to prevent migrants from crossing the Mediterranean to Europe. Stucci said they tried to deal with institutional representatives in Libya and insisted they were not any of the traffickers. Tens of thousands of migrants are crossing the Mediterranean Sea yearly from Libya to Italy. This is VOA News.